Good. Now it just falls to you to listen, relax, and allow the ideas, the concepts, the instructions to permeate your brain. All of the things I say to you will add together, producing a deepening, relaxing effect, combining into a system of gears, pulleys, little tugs of need. So listen and think about what I say, while leaving your body in a lulled, relaxed place. We can go to the core of you. I can expect and inspect. I can take the things I know will be there, and combine them with the things we find together. Finding your pleasurable, secret, or open drives. Step them up a little bit. If the drive is already there, it's really easy to persuade your brain that it can be stepped up, turned into a need. We have needs and we seek to satisfy them because it feels good. Your brain is instructed to feel good when certain things are placed in the right, satisfactory order. When parts of you say, this is happening, therefore this. When certain elements of desire combine. Anything that relieves your stress, enhances your sense of well-being, is very easy to set up. Just give you positive feedback when you do whatever is to spark the pleasure response. The body itself wants to avoid stress and wants to indulge in pleasure. Relaxation, pleasure. You want the easy road of least resistance, the way the river is inclined to flow. And all I need to do is coax it. The palette of the mind, and I'm smearing colors on, painting the network of reactions, needs, drives, pouring my ideas, words, concepts, the shaping, into the canvas of you, filling you right up. Let me take the palette of your mind, the colors that are already there to paint drives and desires. Use my words, my lips, my voice to just move things around. The colors may catch a new light. You may see elements of mere longing turn into automatic, automated, instinctive needs that you will carry out. And I'll have to add some rewards. Arousal, encouragement, the little rewards that spur you on, making you go deeper into what we're doing because you want to, because that is the path of easiest flow. Going deeper toward what you need, what you are driven toward now, and we intensify into a need. That's all triggers and conditioning ever do. They help your brain see needs where before you had only drives or passing fantasies or inclinations. You're just another computer subject to input, volunteering for output, control programs, inputs like these outside, there for you to make sure everything keeps ticking inside. But programs are persuadable. We can move the way you're thinking and feeling, the mind modified. The first few machined instructions you have for food and water and breathing and other very important things that are part of how you see yourself. Those are core. And there are other instructions that are later and further out, more and more sophisticated. But you can form a need from these secondary instructions too, if something is so much a part of your day and routine that you seek it out automatically. Then your internal world has more needs than just food and water, comfort, breath, shelter. You shape yourself and become part of a needy, driven desire. And what we're talking about here is just another instruction to your body. That's all you are, all I am. Reactive instructions that take in the environment, and then we do what we want to do. We're quite mechanistic like that. It's less about free will and more about the satisfaction, fulfillment, and understanding of needs. But needs can be complex. You can have a need to behave in a certain specific way. And the part of you that thinks about free will also thinks about what you'd really rather be doing. There's always friction. For example, if you'd really rather be doing something else, then you might do that thing first to help you focus on what you know you should be focusing on. You have both your expectations for yourself and the reality of your drives, cravings, arousal, hunger, all the different things that make it a little harder to just tell your body to do something because you have another need that's in the way. And sometimes the easiest thing to do to get yourself focusing and back on track is to just do the distracting thing you feel a need to do, whether it's watching or reading something, or quick masturbation, or a little snack. You always have to choose between being distracted by the desire to fulfill an alternative need and doing what you think you should be doing at a given time. Of course, once you do what you need to do, what you crave to do, you hear in your head that reassurance. Oh, maybe this is what I should have wanted to do in the first place. Needs are ever-changing and fluid. Envision the image of kneeling. Someone on their knees is vulnerable, and vulnerable can be important as well. But you also feel more receptive, more like you're being taught, more like you're being told. It's easier to listen and relax because you're in the right place, and context is everything. The right little set of instructions to reframe your mind, to change how that river of thought flows, diverting you along new paths. Cooperating like that, we have the ability to modify drives into needs, desires into reality. We have evidence not only of your mind forming desires, but considering them, weighing them, turning some into needs, and letting others be occasional habits. But in hearing my voice, relaxing, sinking, placing yourself in the right context, the right position, which is listening deliberately to hypnosis aimed at giving, imposing, reminding, intensifying a particular drive or habit into a need, you're opening up the box where you keep your drives, letting me inspect them, take one out. Somewhere in there is a drive which matches the need we will form today. And I take it out, hold it in hand, inspect and turn over why you like a particular thing, why you crave or want to explore adding a particular set, a particular trigger, for a hypnotic, post-hypnotic suggestion, trigger, subliminal, or overt. Any of these things has its basis in a drive you already had and wished to offer up for intensification. I can add the arousal you feel, or the pleasure you feel, or the relaxation you feel, to an existing drive, which may make it weightier in your mind. At first you had a fantasy, an inclination, a thought. But then, as I hold it, and inspect it, and consider it, I will see the edges of the puzzle piece, the parts of your drive, which can fit into the network of your need. So the more you allow yourself to be inspected, to be subjected to the right words and their consequences, the more that drive gets heavier, heavier, until I close the box where you keep your drives, your day-to-day inclinations that come up, liking to watch a particular thing, liking to think about a particular thing, liking to do something sexually or for relaxation or just as part of your productivity. The box of drives, and then open the box of needs where things that are so intrinsically part of you that you will do them, will want them. Perhaps your hypnosis fetish is among your needs. Food and the desire for comfort, shelter, water, breathing clearly, feeling energized. Not just the core needs, but also the connected. And I've opened that box, and above it I am holding the drive that I took from your list of drives. A particular inclination, fetish, fantasy, the thing which sparked you to come on this journey toward training, conditioning, commanding. And it gains weight the more I look at it, the more I see how it could fit into your day-to-day understanding of need and self. And all I'm going to do is talk about why you might want to need this as firmly as you've ever needed anything, to crave the behavior and the trigger and the command. And when it's finally solidified in your mind, locked in, ready to slot into the puzzle. I'll place this drive, which will become a need, into the box where you keep your core, required, day-to-day needs. Close it up. Lock it up. I'll walk away and you'll be there, craving, needing, newly inspired to attach a much greater deal of weight to your selected need, remembering that you deliberately chose to have it highlighted, intensified, installed, enhanced, made mandatory, deeper.